Oh, hello there, listeners. How's it going? It's me, Editor Dan. I'm just relaxing here by this tropical beach. Reclining in this deck chair under a coconut tree with a chilled pineapple juice. Oh. Just having a very, very good time. I thought I would just pop in at the very beginning of episode 23 here with a disclaimer. And that is just to let you know that, so this episode 23, it was recorded exactly 13 days ago to the hour from now. So it's a 13-day-old episode. It was recorded on a Tuesday morning at around 11 o'clock. And then by the end of that Tuesday, I was in bed with a fever. And by the next day, I was testing positive for the dreaded coronavirus, COVID-19. And then followed many, many days of isolation. But even then, on that morning of the Tuesday, I could feel that recording the Digimon for Sleep episode was taking a lot of energy, a surprising amount of energy, and I was feeling more and more drained as the episode wore on. I hope it's not that obvious, but if you noticed me languishing at any point, flailing to find the right words, generally kind of in a slump, well then just be aware that there was a good reason for that to happen, and that the next episode will be a more energetic Dan. So let's just listen to how he went, shall we, in the actual recording, and I hope he goes alright. Let's all just hope he goes not too bad, huh? Here's episode 23 of the Digimon for Sleep podcast. Good night, everyone. Good night. See you around. Oh, well, hi there, Moon and Star. It's me, Daniel Kay. Welcome to another episode of the Daniel Kay's Let's Plays Presents Digimon for Sleep series. The series in which we play Digimon and go to sleep. Speaking of going to sleep, let's see if I can muster the energy to do a whole episode this morning, because instead of recording an episode, maybe I should be going to sleep myself. But a low energy episode is not a bad thing. You know, sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it just makes the episode a little more calming if I'm about to pass out. Hey, that's interesting. Have I noticed this before? I'm in the episode select menu. I'm only given the option to select TK, but there is an empty little character portrait area next to TK. It goes Taichi, Yamato, Sora, Takeru Takeishi, Mimi, Juro Kido, TK. Hang on. Oh, Takeru Takeishi? Kazuro Ozumi. I got TK and Kashiro Ozumi mixed up, sorry. But then there's a little empty hexagon where there could be another kid later. So that's exciting. We can all look forward to that. Meeting the fabled eighth kid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep. The eighth kid. Hey, look at this. We've got a main episode to select and nothing else. So let's select the main episode. Adventure, Patamon and I. Start adventure, Patamon and I. Okay, yeah, let's do it. This is going to be tough. TK's only level 9. He's the lowest level guy. And he says, wow. Patamon's like, Takeru. They're standing in the middle of a beautiful green field with lovely flowers and bushy grasses and nice white stones. And there's a pristine blue sky with fluffy white clouds shimmering in the distance behind them. Looks nice. But, TK, not a happy little guy. Got a bad case of the separation anxiety, I think. Oh, no, where's my brother? Oh, no, I don't like being on my own. That kind of thing. Which is relatable. I'm sure we can all relate to that. I've got a bad case of separation anxiety from my brother Yamato and all of the others. Wah! Literally, he says, we got separated from Yamato and the others. Wah! At a time like this, says Patamon, if I were Piyomon, I could evolve and fly and get us back.
Yeah.
Takeru Takeishi says, Yamato! That didn't sound like what he literally said. I think he said, Oni-chan! Right? Which is brother. Oh, says Patamon, but why can't I evolve? Oh, what is wrong, little Patamon? Says Takeru Takeishi. Because if I can evolve, I can fly in the sky! Oh, I wonder where Yamato is, says Takeru Takeishi. But I don't even know where we are now, says Patamon. Where are we gonna go, says Takeru Takeishi? Where? It doesn't matter, I'll just go wherever you're going, Takeru, says poor sad Patamon. Oh, it's the sad episode. Oh, we're having a cry in a field, listeners. Well, okay, come on, let's go this way, says Takeru Takeishi. Okay, says brave little Patamon. Oh, they've gotten it together, listeners. They're gonna power through the separation misery. Here we are. Okay, I get to decide where to go. I haven't seen much of Patamon's walk cycle, his little animation. He kind of gallops on his little trotters while his big ears flap like bat wings. It's cute. This is good. Really good little overworld sprite running around behind me. Very cool. Okay. There's these interesting blue and yellow striped level crossings, like railway crossings, blocking off some areas of this green field in a weird way. So we have to go down this other path. Oh no, a bunch of Numamons and Mushmons and stuff. Alright, let's fight the first one. Uh-oh. Oh, game over. Well, first of all, so, yeah. Okay. Well, that just serves me right, doesn't it? Listeners, that serves me right for not doing the digi pieces. The Numamon Star got two poop throws off on me. And each poop throw took away a little more than a third of my health. I managed to start the battle with an air shot, and it took away half the Numamon Star's health, and then the two poop throws occurred, and I'm like, that's okay, I'll get it with one last air shot. Hit it with the air shot, it had like one hit point left, and then it got me with a poop throw, and game over. Got, So, I'll just need to do the digi pieces. So let's get back into it. I'll make little Patamon stronger with the digi pieces. Okay, we'll try this. Wowzers. It's really hard to fit good digi pieces in this terrible Patamon sphere grid pattern. But the most efficient use of space is to put lots of attack boosts on him. So I've got an attack boost 3 and an attack boost 2. That wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted SP boosts so I could have a big pool of SP points to heal with and do offensive magic with. But the SP level 3 digipiece is just the wrong shape for his grid. I set up a character build built around that SP level 3 boost, and it was just too many spots wasted. He wound up with like three, like, yeah. So at the moment, I've got the whole grid filled with, we've got one level 2 SP boost, one level 2 attack boost, one level 3 attack boost, at one level 2 HP boost, and the healing digi piece. And there's one little square where I couldn't fit anything in, one little bit of dead space. So let's take on this Numamon one more time. Come here. Let's see how we go this time. Here's the third instance of the editing noise, listeners. What is it? I don't know. Okay, amazing. We got it. Yeah, I'm not too sure what the editing noise is today. I like the idea of... Editor Dan, you there?
Hmm? What? Yeah, I guess so.
Can you find some weird bird that sounds cool and just stick it in this episode?
But I already have been doing that. That's what I've been doing this whole time, right?
Oh, yeah, of course you have. Yeah, we've heard it 3 times now, right? So can you tell us what that weird bird is?
Yeah, sure I can. That weird bird that I found is the green jungle fowl. Gallus varius, the green jungle fowl, listeners.
Uh-huh, thanks, Editor Dan. Where does that weird bird live, Editor Dan?
What? Where does it live? Well, of course, the green jungle fowl is endemic to... Indonesia. Here we are. Mostly the southern islands of Indonesia, like the large island of Java, the world's most populous island, and Bali, just in the east of Java, and the island chains surrounding Tanagra. The islands of Tanagra, that area of Indonesia, southern Indonesia. That's where Gallus varius lives, the green jungle fowl, of course, Dan.
Oh, wow, well, that's really interesting. Hey, Editor Dan, what does that weird bird usually eat? What's its diet?
Grains, seeds, fruits, and insects.
Can you give us a physical description of this weird bird?
Like, yeah, sure, I guess so. Right. Okay, listeners, picture a rooster in your head. Are you imagining a rooster? Now, all of the colours of the rooster's feathers, you know, like an orange rooster's feathers, make them dark, like almost black. So it's a very dark bird, but it's also a very chromatic bird. It's very rooster-shaped, and it has a plume like a rooster does, and a wattle like a rooster does, and it has tail feathers just like a rooster does. But instead of being like orange like a rooster is, it's like almost black, but all of that color, all of that blackness is actually very, very dark green, very, very dark red, very dark blue, like iridescent dark colors. It's quite a beautiful bird, I'll have you know. And it has this sort of shock of cyan, bright sky blue. In like as part of its red wattle on top of its head. Yeah, it's a good looking bird, the green jungle fowl. Looks good, if you ask me.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Editor Dan. Hey, Editor Dan, about the fossil record of this week.
No more. That's it. This episode can't just be about green jungle fowl. You have to actually get back to playing Digimon. I don't care if you want to go to bed. It's your job to play Digimon at this point, so just stop asking about green jungle fowls and go back into that fun old game of Digimon you're enjoying, please.
Oh, okay, sure. Fair enough, then. Great. Okay, well, here we are. We beat one Numamon star. It was pretty tough. What kind of saved me was that Patamon could heal himself with the heal digipiece, and then quickly get an attack off before the Numamon could attack again, because healing doesn't take very much time, it turns out. There's a Mushmon. Let's see how we go against a Mushmon. Caught off guard. Mushmon star. This might be tough for us to deal with. Oh, I'm poisoned. And really low health already. I'm just going to need to heal myself. This is going to be a tough battle. Okay. Oh my gosh, that was really close. I healed myself probably 6 times in that one tiny battle. Please level up. No, not quite. Oh, I'm nearly out of SP. I have to use an item. HP capsule small. There we go. Wowzers. This is quite a challenge. Getting through this is a real challenge. Speaking of items, there's our item box over here. Let's see what kind of item is in this item box. Oh, HP capsule medium. There you go, swings and roundabouts, listeners. Ah, Numamon! Ah! Okay, let's just get the Numamon, huh? Because I think after this Numamon fight, little Patamon will level up and we'll get all our SP replenished. There we go, got it. If I can level up, please, that would be really good. If our sphere grid could be improved. Level up, level 10, that's great. No sphere grid improvement, but full SP and HP. That's good. Okay, there's a branching path I could explore to the north. I wish there was a map I could pull up. Oh, no, the path to the north was the main path. Let me go back down to the previous map where I fought the Numemon, and now I'm gonna wiggle around here to the left and see what there is. Oh, it's an item box. Soft fur times three. Really expects me to be making way more digipieces than I'm going to be making in this game, but whatever. Back up to the north we explore. So this path branches to the right. I'm going to explore and find an item box for certain. Oh no, a Kawagamon Plus. No way, no way, Jose. No, no way, no, no way. HP catch all M. In that item box, there's another item box, an SP capsule, that's great. Let's... Oh, just got away from the Kawagamon Star. I don't want to aggro a Kawagamon Star. The Kawagamon Star is what gave me my last game over. Oh my gosh, chased by a Numemon, escaping from the Numemon, attacking the Numemon. Stupendous, we've achieved victory. It's going to take a lot more fights like that to get up a level. I don't expect it to happen anytime soon. We're up on into a new area, an area with a save point. Quickly gonna save the game, because it's a very realistic proposition that if I do get into a fight with a Kawagamon Star, it's just gonna be a game over and I'll have to start from scratch. Except now I'll just have to start from that save point. So go save point. And that was it for that map. Now we're up onto another screen here. I can see a Kawagamon. There's like a level crossing, railway crossing here, blocking the path. But I could see that I could keep on going if I could find some way to raise this boom gate. I'm going to attack this Kawagamon. I mean, Numemon. Got it. It's not a Kawagamon, it's a Numemon. Let's explore. We could go to the east or the west, aka the right or the left. To the right, there's a Mushmon I'm running away from. Mushmons are tough. Ah, a Kawagamon! Oh, an item box. Bent vines in an item box. Bent vines in an item box. That's all there is here except this horrid Kawagamon. This detestable bug. Ah, and a bad mushroom thingomon. They're good. I got away from it though. I really don't want to be fighting with just one little Digimon guy, you know? I do a lot of running away in this game. I've run to the left, aka the west. Found an item box full of fragrant petals. And now I continue around. I'm on the other side of the boom gate. So I didn't have to raise them. I'm gonna fight this Mushmon because I can get it in a successful ambush. I might be able to just knock it out before it can attack me, which would be good. Last time I fought a Mushmon, it was bad news. Okay, we hit it with the shock. Gets me with a poison smush. If it hits me with one more poison smush, I'm done for. Shall I use Wing Slap? Which would cost 3 SP. I think I can get it with one Wing Slap. Okay, wish me luck, listeners. Great. Thank you all very much. I appreciate that. That was not too bad. Still miles away from the next level up, which kind of stinks. But now that I'm in this area of the map, I can go up to the north, or I can explore the east. There's an item box in the east, with a HP capsule inside. Very boring items today. No cool digipieces. And to the north. Oh, what is this? It's a wonderful Toyland! Oh, why? It's so pretty, Sister Kara Takeishi. Here in the forest, there's a strange green carpeted area with this kind of nice soft green tartan pattern. And there are like big wooden painted blocks with little cartoon whales and ducklings and houses painted on them. And like big wooden cutout stars and flowers and bow ties and apples and stuff and love hearts. Little cartoon cats. And there are these little cribs in the middle of this carpeted area. Oh, it's so pretty, Sister Kara Takeishi. Yeah, says Patamon. Come on, let's go in. Yeah, says Patamon. And I can walk in. And we see a bunch of tiny little baby Digimon. Hey, Takeru, look what's over there. Why, that's a cradle, says Takeru Takeishi. This is a village of newborn Digimon. Why don't we try taking care of them, Takeru, says Patamon. What, should we? You can help me out, Patamon. Okay, says Patamon. Is that how you say okay in Japanese? That's a good way of saying okay. I should try doing that in my life. Like, Dan, can you please pass, you know, can you pass me down a cup? I want to make a cup of tea. What? I said, Let's see how that goes down in my household. Yeah. Cute little baby Digimon in cradles and little eggs around the place. This is nice. What is this? Let's talk to this little baby Digimon. A bow, bow! This one's a Boatamon. It's a Digimon baby. Kawaii! How cute, says Takeru Takeishi. Kawaii! It's so fuzzy! That's because it's a newborn, TK, says Patamon. There's a little egg. Could examine the egg? What is this? There is a card inserted here. Rub me, it says. Rub what? Says Patamon. The digi egg, right? Well, alright, do you want to try it? No, I don't. But TK's doing it anyway. Okay, rub, rub, and one more time, rub, rub. And pop, po, po. Why, it hatched. Yatta! Yatta, says Patamon. Yay! Oh, but there is no cradle for this one, says Takeru. Is there an extra cradle anywhere? What? Hang on, I didn't get to talk to all the babies. This can't be the thing. Oh, I missed the opportunity to talk to all the babies. The babies, listeners. I don't know if I can be bothered loading the last save. Can I be bothered? That's a long way away. Oh, gosh darn it, listeners. I'm... Grrr. Okay, then fine. Okay, we've played up back here. We just examined the Boatamon or the Bottomon that goes like, Bo, Bo! I'm not going to look at any of these little, like, Easter eggs that are strewn around the ground, because that might end talk time. Let's go see what this Digimon's all about. Poo, poo, it says. This one is a Punimon. Punimon, so maybe it's going, pew, pew. Oh, wow, it's going puny puny, said Takeru Takeishi. Yeah, let's see what this one is in the middle here. Achoo, achoo. Takeru says, ha, is this one a baby too? It looks like a little old man with a beard. Oh, don't say things like that. This is a respectable baby, says Patamon. This is great. Oh, there's another Punimon. Says the same thing. Here's another, what's it called? Bo. Boatamon. Yeah, same text. Can't investigate any of the colourful blocks or stars or anything. Alright, it's time to check out this egg right here. A totally different egg this time. A card inserted here says, rub me. What? Rub what? The digi egg. Okay, let's try it. Rub, rub, and one more time. Rub, rub, rub. Yeah, pop, crack. It cracked open and po, po. Wait, it's going po, po. The last one, so this looks like a Boatamon or a Bottomon. And they usually go like bo, bo, but this one's going po, po. I thought they go bo, bo. Anyway. Yes, hooray! And then question mark, question mark, question mark says like, hey, you! And let me just go check the door. Alright. I thought there was someone at the door. It was just the rubbish truck emptying the bins. Hey, you! What? Huh? This weird little... What do I call this? It's kind of like a little lizard rabbit. A little red lizard rabbit rocks up. Yeah, interesting little character. What? Who is there? Says Patamon. It's Elecmon. It's kind of like a lizard rabbit cat kind of thing. It's kind of cute. You know, it's really cute, actually. Hey, how dare you cuddle my beloved babies? Says Elecmon. Whoa, whoa, what's wrong with cuddling them? Oh, coddling them. How dare you coddle my beloved babies? What's wrong with coddling them, Sister Keru? Hey, that's because coddling can also mean something like bullying, you know, says Elecmon. What? That's kind of weird, says Takeru. Well, whatever, you just get ready, says a grumpy-looking Elecmon. Oh, says Takeru, and he looks like he is getting ready. To fight Elecmon! We gotta fight Elecmon! There's Elecmon. Little red lizard cat rabbit. Little purple highlights, big tall rabbit ears. Hit him with an air shot! Uh-oh, that's a lot of health. Thunder knife! Oh, thank gosh it missed me. Air shot! Oh, thunder knife! Didn't miss me! I'm shocked, it gets another attack off on me. Sparking thunder! Okay, looks like it doesn't do that much damage. For 3 SP, let's hit it with a wing slap. Okay, and it does about 230, 240 damage. It missed us with an Elec knife or whatever. So, for 3 SP, I get like 230 damage. For 10 SP, an air shotter, I get 430. So it's more economical. It makes more sense for me to just use wing slaps. Looks like there's nothing special about this fight. It's just a race to low health. A race which I think I will win. Oh, it just critted against me. Hit it with the wing slap. It's going to take a couple more hits. I'm going to trivialize this fight by healing myself with this healing digipiece. I'm glad that this is not incredibly difficult. It would kind of stink if it was really tough to do just with little Patamon. One more wing slap. Should do the trick. Yeah, we got it. Oh, no, we didn't. No, no, no. It must still be on like 1 HP. Bazoom. Blip, blap, blop. Victory. It's kind of got like a little, little, what you call it. Oh, I'm going to level up. Whoa, Patamon level up to level 11. Hooray. It's kind of got a... It almost has like a sort of mammalian peacock tail. It's kind of got like this bird fan tail. It's like a little red cat rabbit lizard. It's got like a lizard-like mouth and eyes. Kind of cat-like, How to Train Your Dragon-ish kind of lizard cat with bunny ears. And then this strange fan tail bird tail. It's an interesting critter, you know? Hey, we got the fast growth. Fast growth digipiece. Doubles experience gained for the user. Whoa, that's handy. That could be good for catching up people who are behind. Hooray, we won! Do you want to try again? We can do it as much as you want, says Takeru. Ugh, Elecmon says. It looks like I've misjudged you. A defeat is a defeat. Welcome to the village of beginnings, says a friendly Elecmon. Yakata! I really don't like fighting, you know, says Takeru. Good, says Takeru. That's what it translates to, good. You know, if kids fight, they make up pretty quickly. But if adults fight... Takeru? Asked Patamon. Oh, why do you look so sad, little Takeru? You know, you're way stronger than you look, says Elecmon. Even the smallest grain of pepper can still prick the tongue, huh? That's a nice saying. I enjoy that a lot. Hey, by the way, says Takeru Takeishi, do you know how we can get back to the mountain? Elecmon says, whoa, you mean Infinity Mountain? Yeah. Well, I suggest you don't do that, because Devimon is there, says Elecmon, and he's got a grumpy face. Hey, little grumpy face Elecmon does look a lot like Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon. It's kind of got a, like a How to Train Your Dragon slash Totoro from My Neighbor Totoro kind of look, but put through some color shaders, some filters, some color filters. Mixed up a bit. I have to go ask Devimon where he has taken Yamato and all the others, says Takeru. Well, he's not the type to just listen quietly. No matter what you ask him, you're going to have to defeat him. But I don't want to fight, says Takeru. Yeah, I'm sure there must be another way, says Patamon. I feel like something's going to happen if we join our hearts together, says Takeru. Something will happen, maybe, says Elecmon. And then he runs off, and Takeru's like, oh, where are you going, asks Patamon. To the Gear Savannah. It's nearby. There's a Pyokumon village there. Hey, I know that Pyokumon village. It's the one with the well.
This one's called the well.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, the village that Meramon protects, right? Says Takeru. Yeah, I'm going to go tell them what you just said. If our hearts unite, maybe the islands can recombine. The split pieces might come back, says Patamon. Elecmon says, it's just a hunch, but I want to believe it's true. Yeah, I believe it's true as well, says Takeru. Well, be careful, says Patamon. And off runs Elecmon. Yamato, whispers Takeru. Wah, wah! Oh, that must be one of the baby Digimons. Oh, what's wrong, says TK. Oh! It digivolved into a Coromon, like what Tai Chi has. A little, you know, a little pink basketball. Coromon says, hi, nice to meet you. Ooh, it evolved, says TK. Everyone says, congratulations. Someday I'm going to evolve too. But if I do, can I spend time like this with Takeru? Asks Patamon. Patamon, you want to evolve too, don't you? Says TK. But I'm fine like this. I can stay like this with you forever, Takeru. Well, okay, sure. That's a promise then. We'll be friends like this forever, says Takeru. Oh, the chosen children. Oh no, it's Liamon. What's he saying, listeners? I can't hear you. That's right, he's saying kill the chosen children. That's what Liamon's saying. Oh, Takeru, it's Liamon, says Patamon. He's rocked up in the baby village. Probably here to cause trouble. Probably here to cause trouble. Oh, Mo, if here to cause trouble. Hi, says Takeru Takeshi. Takeru, over here, says Patamon. And they run away. Quick, leave the babies behind. They'll be fine, I'm sure. Why, with Liamon here, what are we supposed to do? Says TK. Well, Liamon's usually a good Digimon, so we have to get the Black Gear's power out of him, says Patamon. That happened last time when one of the Digimon did a Digivolve, right? Is that what happened? Or just maybe was it that Tai being close to Liamon made his Digipiece glow, and then it magicked the Black Gear energy out of him? I don't know. I don't remember exactly. Was there evolution involved, or was it just a Digipiece? But how? Says TK. Oh no, Ogremon! Can you hear me, you brats? You're scared and hiding, aren't you? Well, come out here, says a stomping Ogremon. Oh, Ogremon is here too, says Patamon. If you don't come out, who knows what we'll do to this whole town, says Ogremon. What are we gonna do, Patamon, says Takeru Takeshi. If we can get the black gear out of Liamon, I'm sure that he'll fight Ogremon for us. Ogremon for us. But if that plan fails, I don't know if I can protect Takeru. Uh-oh, here comes Liamon. He's found us behind the tree. Killed the chosen children, he says. Uh-oh, says Patamon.
Takeru!
Wah, it's Yamato! Takeru! Oh, Oni-chan, says Takeru Takeshi. It's translated to Yamato, but I heard him say brother. You're safe, says Yamato. Says Takeru, which as we learned earlier, means like yes. What? He was here too? Says Ogremon. Yeah, and the Digimon babies are all evacuated, says a happy Taichi Yagami. Hooray for Tai, evacuating the babies! What? Says a grouchy Ogremon. So what are you going to do now, Ogremon? Says Taichi. Ah, and Ogremon has a very... He has got a pretty stupid look on his face. I'm just going to say it. He looks kind of dumb. Like, arigato! I'm so glad you came to help, Yamato! We're in this together. Don't worry about it, says Taichi Yagami. Arigato! Thanks for helping my friend Takeru, Taichi. Well, you're the one who wanted to find Takeru so badly after all, says Taichi. Really and truly, thank you, Taichi, says the very grateful Yamato. The Chosen Children, says Liamon. Oh no, what does Liamon want to do with the Chosen Children? I've got no idea, listeners. Hey, Liamon, you're supposed to be a good Digimon. Shake off those black gears, says Taichi. The Children, says Liamon. Why, he got hit by another black gear. We're doubling down. Extra black gears for Liamon. Oh, more black gears, says Yamato. Whoa! He's turned into like a sort of purple-powered, greyed-out zombie lion. We've got him evil drumbeat, snare drum music. With bum bum bum, some powerful brass blowing. Bum bum bum, it's bad guy Liamon. Oh, but now I'm in control of Taichi? I can just quietly walk away from him. I can spend a little bit of time organizing the digi pieces. Alright, there we go. I think that's done it. I think we're pretty tough now. I just got random digi pieces. Oh! I literally can just run away? Really? I wasn't expecting this. I've just left the area. I guess it's fine. The babies were evacuated, right? I'm sure the baby is doing just fine. Well, just for fun, I might as well backtrack to the save point, huh? There we go. I've just saved the game. On the way back to the save point, I decided I would mix things up slightly by giving a little potato bean Patamon the quick growth digipiece, which I think it said doubled the experience that he gets from battles. And if we fight Liamon and get a huge bucket load of SP of experience points to level up with, let's just see what happens to Patamon's level. Okay, so here's Liamon. I'm just gonna crawl up behind him. Just attack him from behind. How about that? Oh, we have to talk to him, so he turns around. Hey, kill the Chosen Children, says Liamon. I don't know if I like that attitude very much, and sure enough, we get in a fight with him over it. There's Liamon. What's this gonna be like? Well, let's just digivolve Greymon. Agumon into Greymon right away, Mon. Might as well do I don't know, like a Mega Flame or something. 486, super counter, 122 damage and shock. Okay, we're going to be fighting through super counters. Gabumon digivolve into Grey Wolf Garurumon. Foxfire! 312, automatic super counter. Well, Patamon, what are you going to do? I gave you a cool healing digipiece, a mega heal, so you're mostly going to be on healing duty. I actually don't want you to incur the auto counter, so I'm going to tell you to guard. Just guard. Oh, you used Lion King. Attacked us all for about 100 HP. Garurumon's anger digipiece kicked in, and his counter digipiece. That didn't do much damage, though. Did about 100 damage. Counter automatically, 165. That's a good... I like that. Let's just see how we go, listeners. Oh, Fist of the Beast King! 256 damage to Greymon, who's down on his knees and shaken with the impact. Let's get on with it, listeners. Let's just get back right into the fight. Ba-boom, ba-boom! Huh, I might be able to knock him out with Patamon's air shot. Let's see. Wish little Padawan luck. Oh, no. Not quite. Hits us with another Fist of the Beast King. No, Padawan, no! Why did I do that? What a buffoon I am. Padawan's been knocked out. Oh, but that's okay. One last little physical attack from Garurumon. Just did 90 damage and wasn't even enough to knock him out. Okay, fine. Mega Flame then, fine. Great, that got him. Hooray. They better give Padawan the experience. Don't... Yeah, he gets 3,300 XP while the others get 1,500. Everyone levels up. Padawan is still gaining experience and levels up twice. That's great. He went from level 11 to level 13 after that fight. And now the other two are 14-14. So he's just about caught up. With the help of that handy digipiece. Level up, level up, level up. Skill paddle size increased. Hooray! I wonder what shape it is now. I'm really curious, actually. And we got the Mega Heal Plus. That'll do 800 hit points worth of healing to the entire party at once. Yep, sure enough. Heal 800 HP for all allies. Very cool. Leomon's like, kill the chosen children. Oh, it's not working, says Saichi. We can't get those black gears out of Leomon. We just can't get the black gears out of Leomon. What are we going to do, says Yamato? Well, would you look at this? It's our old buddy Kashiro Izumi. He's like, Taichi! And Mimi's here too! Kashiro! Mimi! We've got some really useful info, says a happy Mimi. Yeah, I've been doing some computer research. I actually love computers now. She doesn't say that. We have the power of the holy device, says Kashiro Izumi. What? The holy device? Says Taichi. Yeah, those devices that came down from the sky. Remember at the start of the game, Takeru? I mean, Yamato? What, these? Says Taichi. I mean, Taichi? Oh, I'm so tired. And we see a picture of the digipiece. Yeah, the holy device can drive out darkness, says Kashiro Izumi. Okay, let me give it a try, says Taichi. Kill the chosen children, says bad guy Leomon. Now, says Taichi. Spazom! Yeah, let me try it too, says Yamato. Spazom! Leomon is engulfed in flashes of light. Whoa, says Leomon. Oh no, this is really bad, you brats, says Ogremon. More flashes of white light. Whoa, says Leomon. Yatta! We did it! He's no longer a sort of grey hulking zombie lion. Now he's an orange hulking normal lion. Our divine powers have triumphed, says Kashiro Izumi. Whoa, Kashiro. What? You've got to be kidding me! I can't take on these guys all on my own, says Ogremon. Ah! And he runs away. A long time ago, says Leomon, some rumors started circulating about our world being covered in darkness, and the chosen children from another world would come to save it. You're saying that we are those chosen children? Says Taichi. But you don't have any proof of that, says Yamato. The chosen children are those with the power to evolve their Digimon. Oh yeah, well that checks out. They probably are the chosen children then. So you mean that if we extinguish the powers of darkness, we'll become unnecessary in this world? What? What do you mean by that? Asked Mimi. In other words, we might be able to return to our own original world, says Kashiro. That'd be cool. What? Really? Says Mimi. So, in order to do that, says Yamato. Yes, you must defeat Devimon, who is at the center of the powers of darkness. Okay, Taichi turns around. Well, let's do it, everyone. We won't be able to survive here unless we defeat him. You're right, says Kashiro Izumi. And we have the holy devices as well. Mimi says, Mimi will try her hardest. This is what Mimi is saying. Mimi will try her hardest too. It's really scary, but I want to go home. Yeah, we've got no choice but to do it, says Yamato. I will assist you as well, says Leomon. Yes, alright, it's decided then, says Taichi. Oh my gosh. And there we go. Hooray! There is a, we still can't choose Juho or Sora to go with us. But we've got a new main story called Angemon's Awakening. And we have a new side story for the first time in forever, happening in the Village of Beginnings, called Where Are the Digimon? Elecomon's incredibly worried. What is wrong? Well, we don't get to find out this episode, listeners. I know you're like, no way, we want more of the podcast. Just keep on playing. You can do another side story, Dan. And I hear you. I understand. And I'm here to say, no, I can't. I absolutely cannot. You know what I need to do now? I need to turn off my PlayStation Vita and I need to make myself a delicious warm cup of Chinese white tea. And it will soothe my talking mouth and I'll feel a lot better. And all of you listeners clamoring for more, well, you'll just need to wait for the next episode of Digimon for Sleep. Good night, everybody. Sleep tight.